Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-morning prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how your wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes your glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from your throne. While all that borrows life from you is ever in your care, and everywhere that man can be, you, God, are present there.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful.
What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened and coals red hot blazing.
Alas that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar.
Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God leading everyone who believes in it to salvation, the Jew first, then the Greek. For in the gospel is revealed the justice of God, which begins and ends with faith. As Scripture says, the just man shall live by faith. Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth. Alleluia.
Their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up Saint Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel, grant, we pray, that we may so profit from his teaching as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.